And it's time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Wade Gerstner back with you. 7:51 is our time on this Wednesday morning, April the 17th, 2024. 48 degrees is our temperature. And Lacey Witchers and Emily Benedict are with us. They're part of the leadership group tied to Relay for Life that is coming up here very, very soon. So we wanted to hear a little bit more about what's taking place. First of all, good morning to you both, and thanks for coming in here today on this Wednesday morning. So Relay for Life, it's coming up again, right?
Yes, it's really exciting.
So tell us when the event is and tell us some more details about it.
Okay.
Sure.
Flip a coin, rock, paper, scissors. Who's going to go first?
Relay for Life Mitchell County is coming back on April 27th on Saturday. It's going to be held up at Trojan Field, so the walk will be around the track there. And it's going to start at 3 p.m. and go till 10. It starts at 3. If you have a team or you have anything to check in for, that'll start at 2. And then the opening ceremony is going to start at 3.
Okay, so what's the purpose of Relay for Life? Some people know, but some people may not know.
So really the purpose for Relay for Life is to raise funds for cancer research, and then also it raises funds for people going through cancer treatments. You can apply for different things like vouchers for fuel and vouchers for different types of assistance during your cancer treatment.
And I know that we've seen cancer survivors. We've seen those that are going through cancer. And then, of course, you see all the family support as well. So this is open for all ages and all people, right?
Correct.
Yes. And I'm trying to think, how long has this Relay for Life been going on for in our area? Do you know?
So I know there was a break for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I think previously I was really involved in the Concordia Relay for Life when I lived over there. But I think before that, was it in the 80s or 90s that
they were around a long mm-hmm. time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know they had it down at Chautauqua Park there for a while as well, because I know we helped MC that, I think, at one point, too. And so it would be at the high school track, you said, this year. Tell us how people can learn more about it.
So you can find all the information if you go to RelayForLifeMitchellCO.com, and you can find out all the information. We also have a Facebook page, and then we also have a... a day of an event page mm-hmm. for Relay for Life right now on Facebook. So that's generally, Facebook will be the easiest way, I think, to find out more information, but you can always go to Relay for Life Mitchell County, or you can contact any of us on the leadership team.
Do you have any need for people to help out to put this on?
Yes, I do. So there's a lot of great
Please help
things.
Us.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of we have a lot of stuff planned for that day. And you know, the more you have plans, the more volunteers you need to help run things. So there's 6 of us on the leadership team. So unfortunately, we aren't able to do everything. Mm-hmm. But we're looking for even student volunteers. Anyone that wants to volunteer to help with, we're gonna have a lot. We're gonna have a cakewalk. We're gonna have 2 bounce houses. We're going to have just the check-in tent, luminary bags, decorating, a 50-50 raffle, just lots of opportunities for volunteers. And then we also, I guess, Lacey, if you want to talk a little bit about the performers, I'll let you do that.
Yeah, so I'm taking care of the entertainment for the day. I'm pretty excited. So kind of how the events will run that day is, so at 3 o'clock, big thing is if you are a survivor, you have a team, please do check in early. Because at 3 o'clock, we're going to start the opening ceremonies. And that's like the survivor's walk. I know the Boy Scouts are going to be there to help us do the ceremony, and then also Andrea Lapon is going to be singing the national anthem for us, and that's really cool to kind of doing the open ceremonies. That's what a lot of it is about. We do a survivor's walk, and then we also do caretakers can join them, and then from there at 4 o'clock we're going to start with some entertainment, and that's going to go 4 to 8. We'll have some singers in the area. I know the dance company is going to have some of their dancers out there. They're going to do like a 30-minute time slot. We're going to have bounce houses, food trucks, hot dog lunch, with with the hot dog lunch, all of the proceeds will go back to Relay for Life. Snow cones, cotton candy, scavenger hunt, guessing game, rock decorating. We're going to use those rocks to weigh the bags down. As we know, Kansas has been a little gusty lately.
Just a little.
Yeah. So, and then we'll have a survivor's tent. And like Emily was saying with the cakewalk, as well as volunteers, we are looking for, if you're not able to attend or are able to attend, but you're a great baker and would like to donate some food for the cause, go ahead and drop that off with Emily at the chamber office on the 26th. And then we'll do the, after that, then at 8:30, we're going to light the luminaries. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really, for me, that's always been kind of that moment where it all comes together, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's the sun setting and then, you know, you have the luminaries lighting. And so we're pretty excited, excited to bring it back.
Yeah.
It's always meant a lot for me to do Relay for Life. Like I said, when I moved back, I got really involved in Concordia. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty exciting bringing it back here.
Lacey Witchers, Emily Benedict are with us talking about Relay for Life. Give the date again and what time and all the details in case people are just tuning in.
Sure. It's going to be April 27th, a Saturday, from 3 to 10, and it's going to be at Trojan Field around the track there at the high school.
All right. Anything else we want to add before we let you go?
One quick thing I will say is on April 22nd from 4 to 9, we're going to be doing a pop-up event at Pizza Hut. 30% of the proceeds will go to Relay for Life that night. And then also, if you want to come in, if you have not been able to buy a luminary, you can purchase those at that time. Us on the leadership team, some of us will be there selling them, and they are $5 a piece, and you can go ahead and fill them out. We'll fill them out, or you can bring them back.
And so that'll be on Monday, the 22nd.
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
From 4 to 9.
Okay. And then the Relay for Life for on Saturday, the 27th. And, of course, if there's any students out there listening, which they may, just as they're going to school today, or if you are a parent, community service hours. This would, yes, I would imagine, would apply. And you have to have like 40 community service hours during your high school career. I know this because I have kids that do this. And it's great to find those and get those out of the way early so you're not a senior going, oh my gosh, I need 20 community service hours. This would be a great opportunity to do something and kind of, I think, would be a lot of fun too.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing I've found talking to some of the younger generation is a lot of them have not been to a Relay for Life mm-hmm. event. So not only volunteering, but also just kind of being able to participate in an event, I think it would be meaningful to a lot of them. So
I would agree with you. All right. Anything else to add before we let you go? That cover it all?
I think that's all.
All right. Yeah. Excellent job, ladies. That's Lacey and Emily. And the Relay for Life there will be at the track there at Beloit High School coming up on Saturday, which will be not this Saturday, but next Saturday, April the 27th. Community Matters brought to you, as always, every Wednesday here on Waterside Wake Up by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.